Welcome to Christ Exalted Ministries with Pastor David Ramaya. Our mandate is to bring you truth that bless, which will teach you your status in Christ Jesus. In time, you will learn your position, power, and authority in the kingdom of God. For more information, please visit davidramaya.com. Here is Pastor David with today's message. God bless you as you listen and learn.
Make me well, said to me to take up my bed and walk. Then they asked him, who is the man who said to you, take up your bed and walk? And I want you to keep that in mind. I want you to pay attention to that question. Who is the man? Who is the man that made you well, who said to you, take up your bed and walk? Who is the man? But the one who was healed did not know who it was. For Jesus had withdrawn, a multitude being in that place. So it's not that he didn't know that it was Jesus. He knew the person. If Jesus was standing there, he could have pointed out Jesus to the people. But it was a large crowd and Jesus had gone. Jesus was not standing there. Amen. Afterward, Jesus found him in the temple and said to him, see, you have been made well. Sin no more, lest the worst thing come upon you. And so we see what that's pointing out is that he had committed some sin, lived in some sin, and that sickness came upon him. And knowing that not all sickness that come upon somebody is because they have sinned. It's because of the sin of the world that came since Adam and Eve. Amen? So not because something happens, however, God heals all manner of sickness and diseases still today. The man departed and told the Jews that it was Jesus who had made him well. For this reason, the Jews persecuted Jesus and sought to kill him because he had done these things on the Sabbath. But Jesus answered them, my Father has been working until now, and I have been working. Therefore, the Jews sought all the more to kill him, because not only broke the Sabbath, but also said that God was his Father, making himself equal with God. And then Jesus answered and said to them, most assuredly, I say to you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he sees the Father do. For whatever he does, the Son also does in like manner. For the Father loves the Son and shows him all things that he himself does. And he will show him greater works than these, that you may marvel. For as the Father raises the dead and gives life to them, even so the Son gives life to whom he will. For the Father judges no one, but has committed all judgment to the Son, that all should honor the Son just as they honor the Father. He who does not honor the Son does not honor the Father who sent him. Most assuredly, I say to you, he who hears my word and believes in him who sent me has everlasting life and shall not come into judgment, but has passed from death into life. Most assuredly, I say to you, he who hears my word, number one, second, and believes in him who sent me has everlasting life. And so when we hear the word, we must what? Believe the word. Shall not come into judgment, but has passed from death into life. Life. Our lives in Christ is a life of life. It's life. It's not death. It's not darkness. It's not under the power of hell. It's under the power of Jesus. And sometimes we forget that. We forget that Jesus has given us life in abundance. You see, our lives, church, is not according to what happens to us or what goes on around us or what happens in our homes or whatever. That's not our life. Do you understand what I'm saying? We are hid in Christ. Our lives are in Christ. Jesus has come to give us life in abundance. We have life. We live in the kingdom of God, in Christendom, in the house of God. I'm not talking about just this building. I'm talking about this. I'm talking about that place where God is. You remember Ephesians chapter 2, where it says that we have been raised up with Christ, and God caused us to be seated in the heavenly places where? In Christ Jesus. Is there any death in that throne of God? Is there any destruction in the throne of God? Any darkness? Any bitterness? Any hate? Any unforgiveness? Any evil thing? No. And that's where we live our life from. And Jesus said, we have passed from death unto life. This life in Christ. And again, I say, as I've said before, we ought to be living our lives from the throne room of God, not from this earth. We're not earthly. We're heavenly. Amen. We're not of this earth. We are of heaven, of the throne room of God, seated in Christ Jesus, living and moving and having our being in Christ Jesus. We draw our strength, we get our wisdom, we get our power, our enablement, our empowerment, our guidance, everything from the throne room of God, from Jesus, from Holy Spirit. Amen. We have passed from death into life. Let's go on. Most assuredly, I say to you, the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God. Remember that. And those who hear will live. For as the Father has life in himself, so he has granted the Son to have life in himself, and has given him authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of Man. What did Jesus just call himself a verse before? The Son of God. And now he says of himself, he is the what? Son of Man. There are two differences. There are two points. There are two areas here. The first one, the Son of God, he says, there is a time coming, a day coming, an hour coming, when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live. What is he talking about? Let's go to verse 28. Do not marvel at this, for the hour is coming in which all who are in the graves will hear his voice. That is the Son of God. And come forth, those who have done good to the resurrection of life, and those who have done evil to the resurrection of condemnation. That is not now. That is way ahead, when Jesus will sit to judge the living and the dead. Amen? Amen. And so he's talking about the Son of God seated on his throne judging the dead, the living and the dead. He comes back to verse 27, and Jesus says, okay, let's read 26 as well, because I want us to focus on this. I want us to hear this. For as the Father has life in himself, so he has granted the Son to have life in himself, and has given him authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of Man. Why? Why was Jesus called Son of Man while he was also Son of God? Why? Because he was in the flesh, having flesh and blood, born of a woman. Becoming Son of Man. Now that's very, very important. Because God himself, Jesus in the form of God, in the real spirit, God, person of Jesus, could not die for us. He couldn't die for us. Adam and man sinned. Flesh and blood. Adam, whom God created, sinned. The payment for sin is death. Adam was separated from God the Father. And in order, God said it. The payment for sin is death. Separation from me. In order for that man to reconnect with me, to become one with me again, another man has to die. God couldn't do it. God had to use a man. A man had to pay for a man. An animal could not pay in full for the man. An animal was like interest. Every time an animal was sacrificed, that blood of the animal only covered the sin of the people. You remember in the Old Testament when they did that all the time. The blood covered the sin of the people. Now God did not see the sin of the people. He saw people he loved. And he can relate to them and they with him. Because their sin was covered with the blood of bulls and goats. But that was temporary. That could not take away the sins of men. The price was yet to be paid. A man had to die for man. And that is why if you go into Romans and Corinthians and so on, Hebrews, you'll read about Jesus being called the second Adam. The first Adam, perfect in every way, fell, sin. Another man, as perfect as Adam was before the fall, had to appear on this earth, had to come, not unreal, not just, well, there is the guy, he had to be born, he had to be flesh and blood, and be punished, be sacrificed to pay the price for Adam. And that man, Jesus Christ, that man, flesh and blood, was called Son of Man. But the God part of Jesus was called the Son of God. And that Son of God will sit on that throne one day and judge. Amen. On the throne. And he said about the Son of Man on the earth, God has given me authority on this earth to judge, to act, to do, to move. He has given me authority. Now, why am I saying to you it's so important to us? Go with me quickly, please. We'll come back here, okay? Don't lose this portion. To Ezekiel chapter 29. Ezekiel chapter 29. You see, sometimes we're praying for a thing and we're seeking God for intervention and we want Him to move and to act. And we ask Him to do this and to do that, and we pray. And sometimes, in some cases, we lack faith. We're not really believing for what we're asking. We're saying the words, but from our hearts, we're not believing. And all we need do is have just the amount of faith, just like a grain of sand, a mustard seed worth, just a little tiny bit. And sometimes we don't have it. We lack it. But then there are times when we are praying and we're asking and we're seeking God and the situation is not moved, it's not changed, it's not turned around. And we say, why? What's going on, God? Ezekiel chapter 29, verse 1. In the 10th year, in the 10th month, on the 12th day of the month, the word of the Lord came to me saying, Son of man, what is Ezekiel called? Interesting. What did Jesus call himself? See the connection? Man. He was pointing to the man, the flesh and blood side of him. He said to Ezekiel, Son of man.
Thank you for listening to today's message. I am sure you were blessed. To learn more about Pastor Remiah's books, his teachings, and our broadcasts, please go to davidremiah.com. If you're in the Toronto, Canada area, you may visit us at the church. All the information is on the website. Until next time, God bless you.